and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. For the next several weeks, I will focus on musicians who played with Bix. In today's program, the centerpiece will be Stan King, a drummer who recorded with Bix and his gang a couple of sides, and with Bix and Tram about half a dozen numbers. But what I will do in this series of programs is play records in which the man who is being highlighted plays without Bix. Today, for the modern musicians, I will turn to Josh Duffy and his orchestra. This will be a couple of numbers recorded off the air at the Bix Festival in Davenport a few weeks ago, the 2002 Bix Festival. Well, let's start with Stan King, and let me read to you what John Chilton's Who's Who says about him. He was born in Hartford, Connecticut in 1900 and died in New York City in 1949. He played gigs with local bands from an early age, but continued working as a clerk in an insurance office until going to New York with Barney Rapp's band. He was regularly with the California Ramblers from 1922 until 1926. He worked with Roger Wolfgang, Gene Goldkett, Paul Weidman, and Jack Albin's orchestra, with Bert Lawn and the Hotel Biltmore Orchestra from late 29 until 1931, then with the Dorsey Brothers. He was also with Benny Goodman in the mid-1930s, with Joe Hames, with the Three T's. He freelanced before working for a long spell with the Chauncey Gray's band at the El Morocco Club in New York. Well, let's start with the music, and I want to play a couple of sides by Boyd Center and his Centipedes. First, from October 29, 1929, Sweetheart Blues, and next, from November 25, 1929, No One. The musicians in both of these recordings are Mickey Bloom and James Migliore on trumpet, Herb Winfield on trombone, Boyd Center and another musician on clarinet or alto sax, Fud Livingston on clarinet or tenor sax, Jack Russell on piano, Don Cocker on banjo or guitar, an unknown string bass, and Stan King, the man that we're focusing on drums. I want you to listen to the recording of No One with this idea in mind. At least to my ears, they sound very much like the Austin High School gang, the Chicagoans. So let's listen then to Stan King with Boyce Center and his Centipedes in 1929. Stan King was an extremely prolific man in the 1920s and 30s. He recorded with Smith Ballou, Rube Bloom, Chick Bullock, the California Ramblers, I already mentioned, Charleston Chasers, the Cotton Pickers, Bing Crosby, Annette Henshaw, Sam Lennon, Burt Lon, Myth Mall, Phil Napoleon, Red Nichols, Fred Rich, Ben Selvin. He was also, in the 30s, he also recorded with Mildred Bailey, Lee Wiley, Billy Murray, Louis Prima, Adrian Rollini, Ethel Waters, the Boswell sisters, the Andrews sisters, even with Mae West. Okay, now I would like to turn to a couple of recordings by Roger Wolfcon. From February 8, 1928, I will play Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella with a vocal by Franklin Bauer and Say Yes Today. The composition of the band is Roger Wolfcon directing, Tommy Gott, Manny Klein on trumpets, Smith Moll on trombone, Arnold Brillhart on clarinet, alto sax, Alfie Evans on clarinet, alto sax, or baritone sax, Harold Stir on clarinet or tenor sax, Joe Venuti, Joe Raymond on violin, Arthur Schott on piano, Tony Colucci on banjo, Eddie Lang on guitar, Arthur Campbell on brass bass, Stan King on drums. So let's listen then to Stan King with the Roger Wolfcon Orchestra in 1928. Thank you. Did you get a load of that Dixian trumpet by Tommy Gott? And since Roger Wolf Kahn was the son of millionaire Otto Kahn, money was no object, and he could hire the best musicians around. And in the last recording, there was a great solo by the great Miff Maul, and a fantastic solo by the duet of Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang. All right, now I would like to turn to a couple of recordings by Arthur Schott with the Burt Lawn's Biltmore Hotel Orchestra. First, I will play Under the Moon It's You. This was recorded on July 21st, 1930. And I will follow that with Bye Bye Blues, recorded on August 21st, 1930. The composition of the band is Frank Kush and Eddie Farley on trumpet, Al Filburn on trombone, Elmer Fettkamp and Larry Tice on clarinet or alto sax, Paul Mason on clarinet or tenor sax, the great Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Mac Seppos on violin, Chauncey Gray on piano, he was also the arranger for Bye Bye Blues, Tommy Fellini on guitar, Merrill Klein on brass bass, and Stan King on drums. For the recording of Under the Moon It's You, the vocal refrain is by the Biltmore Rhythm Boys, and they are Fettkamp, Mason, and Fellini. Again, they also take the vocal on Bye Bye Blues. So let's listen then to Stan King with Burt Lawn's Biltmore Hotel Orchestra in 1930.
Thank you.
was nice trombone work by Al Filburn. Now I would like to turn to some very early recordings by the Little Ramblers, a piece of the California Ramblers. This is from September 18, 1924, and I'll have two titles from that date, Deep Blue Sea Blues and I'm Satisfied Beside That Sweetie of Mine. Bill Moore is on trumpet, Adrian Rollini on gufus, Irving Brodsky on piano, Ray Kitchingham on banjo, and Stan King plays drums, kazoo, and on vocal. So let's listen to Stan King as he triples with the Little Ramblers in 1924.
Thank you.
The last two recordings were included in one of those magnificent timeless historical CDs. This one is entitled The Little Ramblers, 1924-1927. And in the liners written by Haas, we read, on Deep Blue Sea Blues, composed by blues singer Clara Smith and based on an old American folk tune, Rollini can be heard playing his gufus after a kazoo chorus by drummer Stan King. It's presumably also King who does the scat vocal behind Bill Moore's trumpet, and at the same time weakening the story that it was Louis Armstrong who was the first to invent and record a scat chorus in 1926. Okay, now I would like to turn to the modern musicians, and as I indicated, I will play a couple of numbers recorded live at the 2002 Biggs Festival in Davenport a few weeks ago by John Zollo. He kindly made copies of some of the tapes that he recorded during the festival, and I'm taking the audio portion of those. This recording was done on Sunday night. This is the last night of the festival. It took place in the Holiday Inn. And as a special treat for the audience, two bands got together, the Josh Duffy Orchestra and the New Wolverine Jazz Orchestra. And I would like to play a couple of numbers that they did on that night. First, Clementine from New Orleans, and then Sunday. So here are the orchestras of Josh Duffy and the New Wolverine in the year 2002 live.
All right, we'll go ahead and keep going. We have one more number for you, then a special number right after that one. But I just first wanted to make a thank you. He's not here. He couldn't make it. He's going to be coming next year. But Frank Van Nu is a gentleman over in Holland. A lot of you have probably heard this during the duration of the festival. Transcribed about 10 to 12 Gene Goldkett arrangements for the orchestra, my orchestra. And these are the ones that we wanted to play for you tonight for the special Goldkett show. He did all of them for free for me, and I think we can give a round of applause here. No one really does that for young people, and I'm very thankful to him. The last Goldkett tune we have for you tonight is entitled Clementine. Thank you. 12 bars. All right, we're going to give him more than 12 bars. We're going to do one more tune for you. The band's at a scramble here. All right, we'll go ahead and get through this tune real quick, and then we'll let the Wolverines take the stage. But we're going to have our Keller sisters sing Sunday.
I am sure that you noticed that the version of Clementine by Josh Duffy and the Wolverines came very close to the version by Gene Golcad. On the other hand, Sunday deviated to a certain extent from the interpretation by Gene Wolcott. And I imagine you heard Josh thanking Frank for the transcription of 10 to 12 Wolcott arrangements. That was very nice of Frank. And I hope that he can listen to this program and hear for himself, in spite of the relatively low quality of the sound, how well Josh Duffy did with his transcriptions. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, a jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until then, this is Albert Haynes saying, through his music, Bix is alive. If you understand, this is-